Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's My Redeemer by Kenny P. Taking us to 11 minutes after 2 o'clock. There's that time of the week. It's time for Financial Conversations with Blessing Dabula. My Blessing, can you hear me, my sweetheart?
I can hear you very clearly.
Ah, lucky fish, you know me. How are you doing today?
Good, and how you doing, Luke?
I'm doing well. I'm breathing. Let's just put it that way. I'm sure you can hear how different my voice is sounding, but here we are, hey? Flu bouts, it's winter. It's winter time, yeah. But welcome back, my blessing.
Thank you so much, Luke. And I greet all our listeners.
Uh-huh.
I'm greeting all our listeners.
Oh, are you in the office today, working from home?
I'm in the office in one of the boardrooms.
Oh, okay. I can see you're kitted up. All kitted up.
Yes. I've been busy with, the finances of the mm-hmm. company. And now I want to be busy with the finances of our listeners.
the finance girl. Welcome back. So what exactly are we talking about this week?
I want us to talk about blended families and financial arrangements.
Okay. Ooh, tricky one.
Tricky one.
Very.
Controversial one.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a blended family, you better listen. Or if you're dating somebody who has a child outside, mm-hmm. you guys being a couple, you better listen, because this destroys a lot of relationships that God has called.
Yeah.
Relationships that God has destined to work, and because he wants to use those relationships for his purpose. But finances, just when they're not properly managed, they just kill a lot of families, even outside blended families. But today we're going to focus on blended families. And one could ask, what is a blended family blessing? Well, if you're coming as a spouse from before you got married to your partner, you had a child before, either maybe you were married and then you got divorced, or, it happens sometimes that people have children before they get married, and then they get married bringing the children. Those children that you are bringing from outside your union, mm-hmm. they form a blended family. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fall in that category, today is your day, and God wants to save you. God wants to help you so that you do not become the statistics. We can't run away or shy away from the fact that South Africa holds one of the highest numbers of blended families.
Yeah.
We can't run away from that. We're step parents, step children, or children from previous relationships live under one roof.
Yeah.
And while this brings love and companionship, it also brings unique financial challenges.
A lot, true.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about how can you, obviously, it's not easy to raise stepchildren.
Mm.
Stepchildren, not all of them, very few will hold gratitude, for whatever it is that the step parent does for them.
Yep.
But a lot of stepchildren just have, I'm one of those who only realize later on that, hey, my stepmother has been good, but only with the help of the Holy Spirit. But for many years, we live in that ingratitude, because you always have, you live in this bubble thinking that your biological parents are supposed to be together.
Mm.
And
And therefore it affects how you relate to the other parent.
It affects how you relate because you're thinking that this other one is taking everything that's supposed to be a privilege to you.
You know, Blessing, so, you know, as you're speaking, I remember saying this to my half-sister, in inverted commas. Yeah. I said to her one day, you know, you'd be surprised to learn that my dad, who's married to my mom, probably did more for you than he ever did for me as his daughter at home. And she was shocked. And this was a number of years ago. Years later, she wanted to build her relationship with her dad, which is our dad. And she approached us because she now has a better relationship with us, by the way, than her own dad.
Yeah.
And she was trying to understand my dad better. She wanted to relate to him more. And she says to me, you know, I've been speaking to Upudi, but it seems he really doesn't get this desire of mine. And she explains to me, and I said to her, do you want to know what building a relationship with your dad looks like? I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be transparent. I laid it before. Yeah. Her eyes came out. She was like, what, Luko? I said to her, I'm not scaring you, but I want you to understand. Tina, we're here. We're not going to go anywhere else. He's married to our mom.
Exactly.
But, you know, dynamics are different. And so I'm really appreciative of this topic because we don't realize how strenuous it gets in all these relationships involved, in the blended children, in the new couple, in the, you know, the co-parenting arrangement. The finances can strain all these dynamics.
I'm telling you. And be ready whether you are the man or the woman. If you're going to get married to somebody who has children, I always say that don't try to, you know, to try to please the stepchildren.
Yeah.
Stepchildren, and like I'm talking from experience.
Yeah.
They can never be pleased, those people. They have their own personal and I think probably I wish, like, for me, if I were to get married to somebody who has children right now, I think I would do better therapy in terms of helping the person to understand, the child to understand that I'm not your biological mother. I'm not going to be your biological mother. And
I'm here to play my role, not anybody's role.
I'm here to play my role, not anybody else's role. And therefore, and also try to remove those expectations that will never be met, because we tend to live in expectations and set expectations that even your biological mother actually can never meet.
That's so true.
Exactly. Let's get to the topic now where finances are concerned. So obviously you'll find that the key financial challenges in blended families is, step number one is the shared and versus the separate expenses. So, for example, I think I've spoken about this several times, the importance of having first you as a family before you even enjoins the other party, who could be either the biological mother or the biological father of the child. It's very important that you guys have communication and understanding of your finances. Who does what? Who brings in how much? Okay, now after you've decided that, okay, so-and-so is going to do this, so-and-so is going to do that, this is how much of an income we are making, we have. There's a child who did not bring himself or herself into the world that still needs to be maintained. The maintenance cord doesn't need to be the form of intervention for the child to be able to get what is his or what is hers. It's conversations that you as a couple, you as parents, whether as the stepmother and the biological father, you need to have those conversations. The child needs to go to school. The child may be living with the mother, with the biological mother, and not with you guys. Obviously, I know a lot of mothers when now the guy has found somebody else. There's normally that competition and that friction that is unnecessary, you know, whereby we inflate the amount of expenses for the child, you know, because of that, whatever. It's so unnecessary. So you decide as in, okay, if the child goes to school, what are you going to be able to contribute as parents to this child? How much are you going to contribute towards the groceries? How much are you going to contribute towards the child's transportation? Or how much? These are conversations that you will have based on your affordability.
True.
Based on your affordability. It doesn't have, you don't have to stretch your arms to pull your arms and your leg, knowing that you are unable to do certain things for the sake of pleasing the other person, because it also puts strain on the marriage or on the relationship that you are in right now.
Yeah.
So those meetings, I always talk about the weekly meetings, which are the finance meetings, or the monthly meetings. It's very, very vital that you have those conversations first. Be firm, the two, you know, be in unity, the two of you, before even bringing the other person that, okay, this is what we're going. And I think the woman should be the one to, in the case of, it's the man that has the child, let your wife be the one that has these conversations with the mother of the child.
Yeah. And then if you have to try and facilitate that, you know, I think, I mean, I always say blessing, sometimes it's because they pit us against each other. Gandhi, if they can build that platform and help the two communicate properly, the dad will have a smoother and an easier life.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, some men really don't have those capabilities, you know, of bringing two women, you know, to have. But you as a mother, I think for the sake of the child, you know, like you can be able to maneuver and find a way, you know, of having conversations if the man is really unable, because you know, like some men, it will just bring in more conflict, more issues, you know, like, because they're just unable to do it. But if, for the sake of the child, if you are able, like in a nice and polite way, we want to be involved in the child's life, you know, we want to be involved in the child's life. We want to be able to assist with, obviously, this is how much we can assist with, this is what we can assist with, you know, and obviously I know certain ladies have issues. Oh my gosh. It's not an easy, just do it with the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit, prayerfully, you know, ask God to help you in that, so that you don't find yourself. Obviously, the moment you decided to get married to somebody who has a child, there's a lot of battles, girl, that you're going to fight there. There's a lot of battles that you're going to fight there. So the child, the second part is the child support and the maintenance. Biological parents may have legal obligation. It doesn't really have to get there, but if it gets there, where the court has now given an order, you know, whereby the father must pay a certain amount of money, please stick to that. Stick to that order on a monthly basis. Make sure that it's part of your budget. You are going to make sure that you pay that amount of money.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think previously, you don't even, it doesn't even need to get that.
It really doesn't. There. I think any understanding parent who lives with the child, who sees the effort, would never even take you to a court.
Exactly.
If the two of you can get along and just do things amicably.
Yes. The next the next part that I want to talk about, the school activities attendance. You know, like our schools, the children can be involved in sports, they can be involved in drama, arts, and stuff like that. And maybe you as a father or you as a mother, you really want to be involved in attending some of these school activities, you know. It's also conversations that not overstepping your boundaries, you know, where if the child now is living, as a mother, your child is living with the father and the father is married to somebody else, and your child maybe visits you on a weekly basis, on weekends, or once a month, whichever arrangement that you guys have had, and you find out that the child has school activities that you would like to be involved in and attend. I do still think that you need to have decent conversations with the couple. And I wouldn't assume that on the day that you are going to attend. So maybe they should not attend on the day that you are attending.
Okay.
What do you think, Lukes?
Tricky. Tricky for me because you must remember, and that's why I'm saying all this requires for us to be adults about it, because what we forget as parents, we are busy dealing with our dynamic of how we parent. But we're not dealing with the dynamic of how we come across as parents to our child. So to interchange and say, I'll go to that practice, I'll go to that, not because of circumstance, but because you guys can't coexist, makes the situation tricky for the one who you're both supporting.
Exactly.
And so I think it really just requires us to be adult about it, because if you think about it, it's not from an economical point of view, which is our concern as well here. But it ends up infringing on the child's rights and emotions.
Exactly.
So we just need to be we need to get to a point where I always say we must accept that if you're no longer in that relationship with the mom or with the dad, that was your bad choice, not your child's bad choice.
Exactly.
So the child needs to be supported at all costs, and pride must be put aside.
At all costs. Yeah. At all costs and at all means.
Yeah.
The next portion is the inheritance and estate planning.
Sure. That's a tricky one.
A lot of parents, and I'll use the former, the late deputy president who passed on.
Yes, Didi Mabuza.
Yes, if you remember his story, the case after that, the baby mama's child went to court actually, and it was like, this person was my dad, was maintaining me. I have legal rights.
Of course.
The estate and the inheritance.
Which is the truth.
And a lot of parents who are in blended families, they don't plan for it. The wills and estates must be carefully planned to avoid conflicts between biological children and stepchildren. Because if anything happened, God forbid, but if anything happened to you, what's going to happen to your children
who
are outside marriage? And if you've not added them, I can assure you that if you've not added them in the will or in your estate, I can assure you that your children who are in the will and in the estate will not enjoy those things.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, it looks like we are running out of time, Blessing. We need to do a wrap, my lovey.
Okay. Well, I still had more, but probably maybe I can continue with it next week.
Yes.
But these are things that are very, very critical and very important that those in blended families need to look out for and make sure, you know, they take care of these things on time so that children do not live with traumas mm-hmm. for the rest of their lives, you know, because of bad decisions that the parents made. That's what I will say for today, and then I think we can continue with it because next I still had a lot left. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Blessing. We'll catch up next week again. God bless.
Okay. Bye.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join This Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.